forth the chains that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
We know the broadcast has been a blessing to you.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. God bless you all, my Christian friends. This is the Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church out of Cotton Court, Louisiana, under the leadership of Pastor Chris Augustine Sr. We are pleased to be a part of this radio ministry. Please join the service already in progress.
Well, chance.
We live. While we have a chance, we ought to serve the law. My wife is here tonight, Sister Rose. Amen. That's my son, youngest, my little boy on the piano. Joy. On the piano. Oh. But that means something died of what I said then. The book of Matthew, the 16th chapter. And begin at the 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They said, some say that thou art John the Baptist. Some say Elijah. Others, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. The nature of the church. Subtopic. But the real subject is upon this rock. Upon this rock. The definition for church tonight is the community of all true believers. Right. For all time, time that's past and gone, in the Old Testament, as well as presently today. Now this definition understands the church to be made of all those who are truly saved. Amen. Because you know we got some folks in church, just church school. Amen. They go to church. And that goes for preachers and deacons and everybody else. They have selected times and places to go. Amen. Always look for some light over me because the light, amen. Paul said that Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it. talking about upon this rock. The Bible tells us that it must and it does include all true believers for all time, both Old and New Testament.
All right.
So you remember upon the mountain of transfiguration, Moses and Elijah met Jesus. That'll arouse our curiosity tonight for those that believe when you believe you do not. So God is so great, he had a plan that he would exalt his son to the highest position of authority for the sake of the church. Amen. He put all things under his feet and laid him ahead over all things of the church. Can somebody say they're running it tonight? Jesus is ahead. Amen. I say all the time, if Jerusalem would give themselves to me, a great new Bethlehem, I would know what to do with them. Church. Amen. Brother then issue the word of God for that hearing. Amen. Now Jesus builds a church by calling people to himself. Did not say that no one comes unto me except my Father draws them. Because we have people that go to the church, but don't know the purpose of being there. We got some that go and don't know how to pray. Sound all sad looking, depressed looking. Amen. And yet, when Shaka Khan comes to the casino and another beat, you won't be able to hear your beat. Yeah.
call themselves a Christian, and every time you see them, they got a bad attitude.